Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe alongside. We're live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Tonight it's the Predators and the Senators. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6 o'clock pregame and everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Let's go not too far from here over to West End. Vanderbilt's football coach Derek Mason is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Willie, Darren, Chase, what's happening, man? 2020.
2020. It is alive and well.
Yes, sir.
And you, he's
got some pep in his step. I like it.
Well, he's been back out on the practice field, so that's probably why he's in a really good mood. You know, coaches get a little antsy to get back out there, and you have begun. Today, you had your first practice. What did you think?
Guys did a terrific job. I mean, it was fun to be back on the grass, getting a chance to hit the grass with, you know, Coach Fitch, Coach Roof. These gentlemen know exactly what to do and how to do it. I mean, it was good to, you know, watch our offense and defenses work. Special teams with Coach Fitz, you know, was awesome. I just think the 65 minutes we were on the grass, it looked like good football. And good football to me is guys knowing what to do, knowing where to go, how to move. You know, when the practice was crisp, it was fast, and you can tell that our coordinators did a really good job of, you know, orchestrating, you know, man, what they want to practice to look like. And, you know, for me, man, it was just fun being able to get back on the grass and just watch players, talk to players, and really be interactive, you know, as we went through it. Not from a hey, okay, man, you got to do this from a defensive standpoint. It was just me being able to bop around to, you know, different drills, watch guys teach, coach. And it was just a good first day of football.
Derek, we had your. We were supposed to have both your coordinators. Unfortunately, I think a meeting came up with your defensive coordinator. But we had your OC here. In fact, where we are right now at Pete and Terry's Tavern, Todd Fitch. We had a really good conversation with him. He hung out with us for about 30 minutes, and I can see your enthusiasm with just him alone. Not taking anything away from your DC, we just weren't able to be around him, but
right.
I like what he brings to the table and just kind of his mindset, and I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
It is. I mean, it's about energy, and he creates energy. Ted Roof creates energy. These guys have been doing football for a long time, and anytime you've done football for a long time, the thing that you understand is it's about associating that with players and trying to make players comfortable with what you do, so that they can go out and perform with confidence. And I think both of these coordinators grasp just that. You had a chance to spend some time with Coach Fitch in the studio, and the same way he was with you, man, he's like that with our guys. Our guys love when he gets in front and he presents, because he presents with confidence, and he lets them know, you know, what the standards and expectations are, and then we just move. And watching that offense move on the field today, you know, with a young quarterback and really with a quarterback, man, who's coming back off injury, and Jeremy Musa. When you saw Ken Seals and Musa today, those guys looked like they had been here a little bit. It looked, you know, in concert, it looked rehearsed, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, how pronounced Coach Fitch is as a coordinator in terms of what he wants. So, you know, they met standards and expectations, and I think that's the way these coordinators hold meetings. They hold meetings to make sure that we know and understand what the standard and expectation is, because when we hit the field, we got to be able to produce.
You know, we do this show during lunch hours. We offered to feed him, and he passed. I thought that was crazy. I mean, you offer me a free meal, I'm taking it.
Oh, Tootin, who passed? Coach Roof?
Yeah. No, your
Coach
OC Fitch.
Oh, listen, let me tell you something. He's a workout fool now. I mean, I may be on the Versa climber getting mine in, and then I look outside my window, and there he is, you know, man, making me feel bad because he's out there paving the concrete. He's out there pounding the concrete, you know, man, getting 2 or 3 miles in. So he definitely knows how to push his limits a little bit, and, you know, he's going to try to push mine, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was impressed with everything other than him turning down a free meal. That was the only thing that just confused me. I was like, who turns down a free meal? But anyway, I digress. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the shakeup with the athletics department in the AD. Well, one, were you taken back by the announcement of Malcolm Turner being out? I mean, take us through that. Well, like I said, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since.
Well,
then,
you know, in the business we're in, you know, things happen. I think, you know, for me, I never discount or, you know, underestimate anything in our business. And sometimes just the tide changes real fast. So, you know, what you got to do is make sure, man, that you're nimble. Okay, man, you move with some agility. I thought, you know, Malcolm had done a terrific job here, you know, in terms of his time, you know, what he wanted to do and how he saw it. Obviously, I mean, as we moved in a different direction, okay, man, and the wheels sort of turned in a different direction. We look at, you know, Dr. Lee and Candace, I mean, has done a tremendous job. I saw her out there this morning. I mean, this is the first time probably like in 5 years, okay, man, that I've had, you know, like the AD come out to my first practice. Mr. Williams was always out at practice, but, you know, Dr. Lee was out of my first practice, and that's special because we practice in the morning. So I think she's got a sense of programs, of groups, of people. And she's relational. And, you know, I truly believe, man, that for our athletic program, her insight into who we are, what we do, and what we're looking to do in the future is exactly, you know, like what Vanderbilt's looking for right now. I mean, it's great energy. I know our guys looked over and they sort of commented to me when we were walking off the field, you know, was that Dr. Lee that was over there? I said, absolutely. So, again, we're just in a different time. In a different place is 2020. We're on the move in 2020, and I think what this program's got to do is just continue to keep pressing forward as our athletic department presses forward, because there's a lot of good things happening in the future of Vanderbilt athletics.
She was there at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Oh,
and I tell you
goodness.
What, she was there at 7 a.m. in some heels on the sidelines, putting in work. Okay, watching these guys get it. Now let me tell you, full business apparel, but focused. And watching, you know, when our guys practice. So, you know, I got to give her credit.
That's,
you know,
an athlete.
That's impressive.
It is
impressive.
I'll take it.
You've made it about, now that you've been here a while, we've been talking to you since day one, and you've been entrenched now in this football program in Vanderbilt. You've made it very clear to us and to others, you know, what this place means to you and this job means to you, and you're built for this job. But now, with all that being said, and you just told this cool story about Candace Story Lee, and she's moving forward. Now that's who you're turning to. Do you feel good, Derek, where this is, that you can get? You've talked about, you know, needing help. You know, you're talking about Kentucky, what they're doing for their football program, and other places in this conference. Do you feel like you're going to get the necessary help moving forward?
I believe in Vanderbilt. I believe Vanderbilt's got a vision. You know, man, for where we want to go. I believe Dr. Lee has a vision for where we want to go. And right now it's all about alignment. Okay, when you get things in alignment, what you're looking to do is just make sure now, man, you can operate, you know, man, in that sphere of progress. Every day is an opportunity. We're going to grab the opportunities that are in front of us. And what you're going to see, I mean, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion. I mean, I think the facts will bear it out, but – you know, I mean, over time, what you're going to see, man, is Vanderbilt doing exactly what Vanderbilt has set out to do, and that's make sure that the student-athlete experience looks the way it needs to look, feels the way it needs to feel, and that it's uniquely Vanderbilt in a city that's second to none.
Derek Mason is with us, Vanderbilt football coach. And so many times, Derek, I've seen situations where you have a team, whether it's a pro team, college team, that they have a bad year. They just have a year that they don't like, but they learn something from that and they turn it around for the next season. I hear the pep in your step, the excitement in your voice that spring practice has started. But what are some things that now that you've taken some time that you can take away from last season and apply it to this year and help you learn and help this team grow?
It's just a relentless pursuit of the things that we want. Okay, man, you can talk about being, you know, RTI. You can talk about being relentless, tough, and intelligent, but it's truly got to be a lifestyle for us. And, you know, this team is a football team full of blue-collar guys. We've had some really good players come through here over the last couple of years, but this group is not a it has some guys, man, who may have some star power down the road, but right now it's just a blue-collar group of guys. Okay, man, a bunch of no-name guys, man, who want to be a good football team. And I think when you have that mindset, you know, man, you guys all want the same things. You guys are all working for the same things. And you're going to be relentless about the pursuit of it. Well, then it just allows us to move faster where we want to go and just hold each other accountable, you know, for what we say we want to be. And of course, the outside world is always going to hold you accountable. But it's more important that when you look, you know, for new opportunity and change. Okay, the fixes are definitely on the inside, okay? And if you're going to make the changes, okay, man, and make the progress, that thing's got to come from the inside. So our issues are going to be fixed from the inside out, not the outside in.
Now, you have three quarterbacks with you this spring. I know you're going to have more. You guys were busy on the recruiting trail to get some more quarterbacks in there. How important is it going to be with the mix of the young guys and then the two juniors that you have to be able to work so closely with Coach Fitch and use him and his knowledge to play that position?
Well, I can go back to Ken Seals. I can take a look at, you know, where I am with Ken Seals and Jeremy Musa. You know, Ken Seals got tremendous arm talent. You know, I mean, today, for the first time when he hit the field, man, he had to put it all together. It's one thing to be in the classroom, but what we saw was, you know, the football IQ, okay, start to work with the football mastery a little bit. You saw the understanding of the game mixed with the idea of his talent, and that was good. I mean, I saw the arm talent with Musa. I mean, he didn't get a chance to do as much team, but he did do some 7-on-7, and you can tell that he's got ability. We're adding to that, you know, Danny Clark, who actually started his career at Kentucky, okay, and then went to Colin Junior College and now finds his way, you know, to Vanderbilt. And we're excited about, you know, what he can do because he's big, he's athletic, and he's got a big arm. And then when you start to look at where we sit, you know, we went out and we wound up getting a young man out of Atlanta, Georgia, who I think everybody's going to be excited about when you take a look at what he can do. He just ran 10.8. Man, the other day, like on the track, 10.8. Okay, now I thought I was fast, man, but I don't know if I was as fast as Mike Wright. When you look at, you know, running 10.8, and then being able to add that young man into the fold as a dual threat quarterback and what he can do, this thing is getting ready to be exactly what Coach, you know, Fitch wants. He wanted a quarterback room that had arms. He wanted a quarterback room that had versatility. And he wanted a quarterback room, man, that had some pronounced leadership. And I believe he gets all those things in a short amount of time. And I'm glad that we're spreading it out because now what he gets a chance to do is teach these guys in waves. Those guys are going to go through the summer. It's going to be competitive. And we come into fall camp, you know, fighting for jobs. And that's the way it should be. If you're looking to be relentless, somebody's got to win it.
Coach, I know you're focused on spring practice and your team, but with the combine this week and the draft process starting, I mean, look, the big three, they're going to be synonymous with Vanderbilt for the rest of their careers,
right.
Lipscomb and Vaughn and Pinckney. What type of conversations did you have with those guys as they got ready to go through the next phase of their lives and career?
It's about taking those next steps. You know, they've always looked – towards that time when they would have an opportunity to be professionals, and that's exactly what they're doing now. I think they've got a different, you know, handle and different perspective on, you know, where they sit today, having talked to guys like Kyle Shermer and Emmanuel Smith and some of these other guys about what it looks like. I mean, they've had a chance to talk to the Zach Cunninghams of the world, the Oren Burkses of the world, to be able to get some perspective. You know, Kari Blasingame popped in on those guys and had some conversation with those guys, and I think it's important for them to know now that it is a full-time job. So, you know, your body's your job. You know, every day, man, requires your best, and there are no days off. Those were the things that we talked about, but now those are the things that those guys are living. And I think they're mentally ready for it. Now it's all the physical work that's got to be done that leads to a highlight day, which is really, you know, I mean, what they call the combine. So those guys are going to do well. I think I've wished those guys the best, but those guys know how to handle themselves. I mean, they'll do well in interviews. The field work stuff and running the 40 is what, you know, the combine's about. And hopefully, man, these guys knock it out the park.
We appreciate you joining us by phone, but, I mean, come on. This has been 6 years, Coach. When are we going to do this in person again? I mean, we shower. We use deodorant. I mean, I know we're on the radio, but we're not that bad to look at.
Listen, I'm coming. Next time you want me out there, I'm coming.
We're always talking to you on the phone.
Listen,
we need some personal contact.
You tell me when and I'm coming.
All right.
2020 now, new year, right? New opportunity, right? Right?
Okay.
New year, new opportunity. Let's get it.
We record this show, so we will play this back if we don't see you,
I know you'll
in the
play
near
it back.
Future.
Absolutely. So I'm telling you, you want me, you got me, tell me when, and I'm coming.
I like it. Hey, thanks for doing this as always, and I know you've got tomorrow off. You'll be back at it on Thursday. Thanks for having a little pep in your step today.
I like it.
It's always good to talk to you.
Hey, no days off. Remember what I said, no days off.
I like it.
Let's go to work.
That's Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach, and we do appreciate him joining us. They will have spring break coming up at the end of the month through the first 9 days of March, and their spring game will be a little bit later down the road. Always good to catch up with him. We will come back with more of Darren Donick and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.